Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
What house system does conceptual astrology use?
I follow cosmophysics, and in cosmophysics with the Jeet Kune Do astrology, we have an eclectic system where we utilize a blend of the equal house, whole house system. It is most works most efficiently for us calculating planetary movements in our head.
Equal. Nice.
Or how does the blend work?
Example, I'm a 28 degree Virgo at the ascendant. I have Venus at 16 degrees of Leo. Venus is in my 12th sign, 11th house. And so I would read Venus first in the 12th, as a 12th sign, in the 12th sign, and then give it the 11th house characteristics.
All right. You got any questions, Claude? Did you understand? I did.
I think it's interesting. Number one, I think it's interesting that you use the equal house system. I recently just used it, and I realized that every single house starts at whatever your rising degree starts. I'm not very familiar with the equal, but I thought it was kind of interesting. It shifted everything for me a little bit.
And I used that because what runs people away from astrology, the mathematical portion, is the calculation. So you want to streamline it to make that as efficiently as possible. The blending of those two systems make it efficiently. If you looked up Placidus and tried to calculate in your head, you'll be all day.
What about whole sign? You don't think that one is easier?
Well, that's the blend. That's the blend.
I blended with whole sign. Yeah, I blended with whole sign, and I used both of them together. Blended.
Okay, yeah, that's what he was talking about with the blend.
Mm-hmm. If you try to use some of the other systems and calculate in your head, now, mind you, I'm not saying the other systems don't work. I don't want people to take that away from this, you know, because it's not the system, it's the astrologer in my thought process, okay?
I agree,
You're gonna do very well at what works for you. What I am saying is that if you're studying cosmophysics and you're doing the fast calculations that we're doing and you're trying to be accurate, the best way to be fast and accurate and efficient is to blend these two systems. Because if you try to use those other systems, you're going to need a calculator, you're going to need some pen and paper, and you're going to need some graph paper and a compass and all this other kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you use this system, all you need is your mind.
Do you use, when doing the transits, do you use the equal? Like if I'm trying to time a transit,
most definitely.
All right.
I'm gonna test that. I'm gonna try it next time.
Reese, tell, wait. You heard what she just said? Tell her what you're supposed to do. Oh, I think my. Wait, did you hear?
No,
me?
I heard you. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. What do you mean?
What did Ryle Cool say? You got to do what? Field test?
Oh, a field test?
Yeah. So you're not... that's what you're supposed to do, ain't right?
Right, because you have to understand today, a lot of people, especially a lot of people calling themselves, there are a lot of people on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're making money. And they're astrologers. But they're not astrologers. They're delineators. Okay? They're astrology aficionados. Okay, they are, you know, they love astrology, but they're not astrologers. An astrologer predicts.
Yeah.
That simple. Okay.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.